In this bulletin, Russia accuses Ukraine of dirty tricks after a Kremlin critic stages his own murder. Victoria police red-faced over a major drink-driving breath test scam. And Novak Djokovic through to the third round of the French Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. A Russian journalist whose reported murder sparked international condemnation has turned up alive after a claimed Ukraine security operation to thwart a real attempt on his life. Arkady Babchenko, a fierce critic of Kremlin foreign policy, says the scheme was the only way to expose those behind the plot.
I would like to apologise to my wife for the hell she has had to go through the past 2 days. Oleshka, forgive me please. I also had no choice about this. Then I would really like to thank the Ukrainian security services who saved my life.
According to Ukrainian security service head Vasil Hertsuk, it was all part of a bid to catch those actually trying to kill the journalist.
We reported that in order to fulfill this cynical plan, special services of the Russian Federation recruited a Ukrainian citizen. The first letter of his name is G. He was commissioned to find perpetrators of this brutal murder for financial reward. In order to fulfill the assignment from the Russian special services, Citizen G offered his acquaintance to commit a terrorist act and to murder Russian journalist Arkady Babchenko for $30,000.
Victoria Police has apologised after it was revealed officers had faked more than a quarter of a million roadside breath tests over a 5-year period. Force Command says it launched an internal investigation after it received evidence breath testing equipment had been tampered with. Officers were found to have placed fingers over the straw entry hole of testing equipment or blown into the machine themselves to meet targets. Assistant Commissioner Russell Barrett says all members have received a directive that the practice will not be tolerated and must stop immediately.
We've let ourselves down, we've let the community down, we've let our road safety partners down. Victoria Police is a road safety leader and prides itself on its efforts to reduce road trauma in this state. Today is a disappointing day for Victoria Police in the context of the great work that's been done by our organisation across many years to reduce road trauma.
Aid organisation Save the Children says more than half of the world's children are threatened by conflict, widespread poverty or discrimination against girls. The organisation's End of Childhood report has ranked 175 countries based on where kids are most at risk on missing out on happy or safe childhoods because of those three main threats. Save the Children is calling on national governments to do better to ensure no child is robbed of a childhood because of disadvantage. CEO Hallie Thorning-Smith says individuals, including those in Australia, also have a role to play.
Children do not necessarily have someone to speak up for them, particularly if they're refugees. They don't have a government who protects them. And that means that us living in wealthy countries, we should not forget those children. We should try and help them. So I would recommend that you connect with an organisation to see what you can do as an individual.
Police in the Queensland city of Mackay say no one was hurt in an incident that put the town into lockdown last night. An emergency situation was declared when a man carrying two rifles was seen firing shots into the air. Negotiators spent some time speaking with the man, who later surrendered himself to police. Authorities have no immediate indication of a motive for his behaviour. To sport now, and in tennis, former world number one Novak Djokovic is through to the third round of the French Open with a 7-6, 6-4, 6-4 victory over Spaniard Juan Munar. In the women's draw, Australian Open champion Caroline Wozniacki had an easier time of it, dropping just 25 points in her 6-1, 6-love thrashing of Spaniard Georgina Garcia Perez. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth showers and a likely storm, 21. Partly cloudy in Adelaide and 18. Similar forecasts for Melbourne, 15. Also partly cloudy in Hobart, 12. Similar in Canberra, 13 degrees. Partly cloudy too in Wollongong and 17. Sydney partly cloudy, 19. Newcastle, more cloud and 18. A sunny day in Brisbane, 23. Partly cloudy in Cairns, 28. and mostly sunny in Darwin, 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.